Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 5:55 p.m. stock markets were mixed. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 297.9 points to 20,232.07. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 336.46 points to 33,012.14. The NASDAQ was up 12.5 points to 13,426.01. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 26.38 points to 4,109.9. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 216.65 points to 29,832.99. The China Seas. I-300 is down 20.68 points to 3,978.21. The DAX in Germany was down 19.31 points to 15,897.93. The CAC 40 in France was down 12.2 points to 7,406.01. The FTSE 100 in London was down 26.62 points to 7,751.08. Commodity markets. Gold is up 10 cents to $1,993.20. Silver is up 1 cent to $23.96. Crude oil is down 58 cents to $70.53. Copper is down $0 to $3.66. Natural gas is down 1 cent to $2.36. July corn closed at $5.81. July soybeans closed at $13.64. July wheat closed at $6.47.5. The Canadian dollar is 1.3477. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 3.99. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.07. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.08. The United States 10-year bond yield is 3.54. Bitcoin is at $27,023.90. Highlights of today's news. Rent and mortgage interest helps drive inflation higher in April. Canadian inflation climbs 4.4% in April. Rate hike now likely in June in Canada. Canada extremely concerned about fate of Line 5 as Wisconsin court starts hearing. Newmont makes $19.5 billion deal for Newcrest. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.